Welcome to today's episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voiceover Voice with me, Peter Stewart. After a 30-year career in TV, radio, presentation, production and training, thought I'd pass on some of it to you for free in these pocket-sized podcasts. Thanks for the loan of your ears. We've been talking, haven't we, about mic fright, stress, anxiety, tension, when that light goes live, when you walk into a studio situation, whether it be for broadcast, podcast or voiceovers. But you know what? It's not just you that reacts to your stress. Your audience can react to your stress as well. Yeah? They affect your listeners. They want to feel taken care of, that they're in safe hands. They'll feel comfortable if they think you are. If you sound nervous, they may, well, question your competence. Why is she nervous if she's supposed to know what she's talking about? Or they may feel sympathy. Oh, that poor woman. This must be so awful for them. They're really nervous. Oh, you can really tell. And while they're thinking all that, they're not listening to what you're saying. You don't want people to wonder about your credibility or to worry about you. I mean, yours should be the trusted voice of information or entertainment. Nervousness in a speaker will affect the benefit they'll get from listening to you. When I'm in training, I often use the analogy of a coach passenger who's anxious if the driver uses the wrong gear, clips the curb, doesn't know the route. They want to get off. In the same way, listening to a radio or podcast presenter who can't operate the studio gear, clips the start of songs, doesn't know the way through an anecdote, doesn't know how to interview someone, they'll want to turn them off as well. We've spoken about yourself. We've spoken about your audience. Tomorrow, your guests' nerves, as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.